So this week, we'll be laning in Shul, Pasha Shkolim, which is one of the first Pasha out of the four Pashias that we have doing the, and around the time of Chodesh Adar. Pasha Shkolim, then comes Zohar, then Para, and then Chodesh. Pasha Shkolim is one of the four Pashias that in Chodesh everybody agrees that they're Rabbanon. Pasha Zohar, Shonoch says Pasha is their Raisa, Para, some Rishonim say it's their Raisa. There's a discussion of Poiskim. But Shkolim is for sure they're Rabbanon. But still, what I want to try to be mevar today is the get there, is the way, how do we define Pasha Shkolim, even though it's only their Rabbanon, what is exactly the Pasha Shkolim that we read, Lane, La Halacha, two Nikudas and Halacha really connect to one thing. So first of all, we'll start with the Halacha brought down, and then Sekelim Shulchan Aruch. It says, what happens if one, if a Kehila goes to, they take the Sefer Torah, they lane the Pasha, and they forget to do Shkolim. Forget to do Shkolim. They put the Sefer Torah back, they go ahead, they start davening Musa, for example. What do they do then? So the Halacha is like this. What happens in a regular Pasha when a Kehila forgets to, they miss a few Pesukim in the Pasha? So it says, the Halacha is, that wherever they are, the middle of Musaf, they take out the Sefer Torah, and they lane the few Pesukim that are left in the Pasha. That's what they do. The other extreme is, what happens when you have Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is always Chanukah? They lane Tevis, but they didn't lane Chanukah. So it says, Nishkefel, just leave it alone. What happens in our Pashas? Our Pashas is not Pashas of Shavuot. Right, if we said the Pasha, you need to go in and make sure you read the whole Pasha. Is it like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Chanukah, or it's something else? So the Halacha is brought down to Sekel Moshachan Aruch, is that you need to take it a Sefer Torah and lay in the Pasha. So number one, you see from here, Shkolim is considered to be equivalent to a certain degree to the Pasha of Shavua. Not only you have to lay in the Torah, you have to lay in Shkolim. If you missed it, you must go in and lay in again. Okay, so that's a
maybe it's been in the Tzibur, not the Din of the Yochid.
Even in Tzibur, but Tzibur, if they missed Chanukah, they don't have to do it. It could be the Din of the Tzibur, not Yochid. That's a big discussion regarding Kristur in general.
Right.
Is it Din of the Tzibur Yochid? Stop, general, Kristur right. What? What's the Din of the Tzibur? Do they have to lay in this Pasha or not? If the Tzibur missed Chanukah, they don't lay in again. If they missed Pasha Shavua, they have to lay in again. Shaila is like this. The Shaila we want to get referred to is that Tzibur missed Pasha Shkolim. And they forgot about it completely this week. The Gamri. Now, they, Moti Shabbos, they do Avdolah, and they tell themselves, what's that? We missed the Shkolim. What should we do? Should we go ahead and lane the Pasha next week or not?
What's the Lachotani Pasha? You lane again, right?
Oh, I want to get to that. No. Very good. So, in Shkolim, it's a discussion in the Poiskim. The Ginas of Radim, that's brought down in the Nesekim, the Kivhager brings him, and others. Ginas Radim brings a discussion. It's a Machlekes. He brings a Shita, brings a Tshuva for somebody else, I don't know who he is, that says they should lay in next week, especially in a year like this year, where you have the way the sequence of the parashas are, the Shonoch has a whole sequence that works. You have Shkolim, then you have 1 week break, then you have Zohar. So you have a week break anyway. So instead of laying Shkolim this week, we're laying Shkolim next week. That's how the one that the tshuva that the Ginas Radim brings says. The Ginas Radim himself says no. You don't go ahead and you lay Shkolim next week, because Chazal metaket Shkolim now, the Shabbos before Shchodesh. And if we miss the Shabbos, if you miss this, you can't do it again. So what's the Avon on this Machlokes? So understand that, I want to go to what you just mentioned. What happens when one missed a Pasha? Right? At Tzibur had an issue and they did not lay in the Pasha of that week. Last week was Pasha Mishpatim, they didn't lay Mishpatim. What do you do? So Halacha is, you go ahead and you lay the next week, Pasha is Truma, you lay Mishpatim and Shuma. Okay, that's Halacha. What happens if you missed 2 weeks? Two consecutive weeks. Someone missed, they couldn't lane, not Pasha's Yisra, and not Mishpatim. Do you lane the next week Yisra Mishpatim and Truma? So the Ma'aseh said something machlokes in the point skip. Do you lane all three? It's brought down the Levush, he says you do lane the three, we pass Kar Halacha and Shonoch, you lane only two. The max you can lane next week is only two. Where's the machlokes come from? What's the idea? Why? Why can't you lane the whole thing? The Levush says, I mean, the Kol HaTekul, there's no specific order. We divided it. Question, where's the division come from? Because of Moshe, it doesn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu. We divide the Pashyas.
It's like a tefillah, Tashem HaSmuchim, you know?
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
That's
the
connection.
That's
Yon
Svarah.
That's I just said it from
the Stama. That's what he said. So, that's what I get. There's a big Kiddush. So, where's the Pashya come from? So, the Goyin, when he speaks about the Pashyas, he puts down, he says, where did it come from? So, like the Yisra, Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas speaks about Teshulim and Tefillah. And the Gemara and Brachas says in the Teshulim and Tefillah, what do? If someone miss Shachis, you'll do Mincha twice. You miss Mincha, you do Ma'ar twice. The Kiddush of the Gemara is even though you do Mincha, Ma'ar twice. What happens if someone missed Shachris and Mincha? What does he do? Does he do Ma'ar twice or Ma'ar three times? What's it in? Machlokes Rishayim. The Rashba holds that every davening that you miss Be'oinis, obviously the condition is Be'oinis, person missed davening, he'll be a mashlim later. He says, Ad kidekach, that if a person was in jail for 10 days, and he's not able to daven, when he goes out of jail, he's going to daven 31 davenings, 31 Shmoneh Esros. That's what Rashba holds. That's what Rashba holds. Other Rishayim say, no, it's only one davening, only one tefillah. You miss Shachris and Mincha, you just can be mashlim Mincha, you can't mashlim anything else. The Rambam, he brings the halacha, he can be mashal only one tefillah. He can't mishum dos. Two. So the writer goes on and argues with him. Rav says, well, I don't even know such a thing. It's only one, not two. So the Goyin, when he, there in the Hichas Tefillah, goes on to say, that's a mashmos of the Gemara, and the Gemara refers to only one davening, not two davenings. But what's the havon in it? What's the idea? They could do it. So the Gemara there, when the Gemara brings it, the Gemara says, we have Shachris Mechabaya. How can you go in and daven Mincha two Shachris? So the Gemara says, because the Rachmin, you know, it's all Rachmin. All Yaki davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis. So because it's Rachmin, you know, so it joins together. Okay, so if it joins together, why can you go ahead and do Shachris and do more than one davening? So the Mashmos that comes out from the Poskim says like this. Shachris Mincha Mayriv, the idea is, really there's a dual thing going on at the same time. You need to have the rule that everything is one big davening. It's all rachman, you know, meaning it's all connected. Because if not, you can't daven shachris mincha, as we'll see in a second. But still, shachris na mincha, mincha na mayav. It's three different times. So you want to go ahead and daven mincha, a hashlama, to fill in when you miss shachris, you have two conditions. Number one is, you have to have the mincha shachris or associate to each other. If not, you can't do it. That's number one. Number two is that still Shachris Mechabayim or three different tefillahs. The two that are next to each other, they're automatically connected. Why? So first of all, just in physics, you have such things too. When I have A, B, and C adjacent to each other, A and B are associate because A and B, they share that connection. A and C has nothing to do with each other. But A and B, by definition, the fact that they share a wall, they have something to do with each other. But especially in Zmanim, we have even more than that. And that's Dover that I wrote from very many times, but that's what I've done in his firm. In Zmanim, how does it work? When you go from night to day, you have a time which is in between, Min HaShmoshes. It's each time, each day. When you go from day to night, the same thing, right? You always, Min HaShmoshes is from day to night. For night to day, also, you have a time of it's like Alois HaShachar and Netzach Hama is like the time in between. Even when Mincha comes, the Gemara tells us, really, Mincha should begin from Chatzos. But we don't know exactly what Chatzos is. We're not sure you can do the right thing. So we delay Mincha for half an hour after Chatzos. That time between Chatzos and after Chatzos is a similar, it's like an in-between thing. When you have two Zmanim, you have always, they merge in their connection between them. So Shachris is a davening in the morning. Mincha is davening in the afternoon. Morning and afternoon really are connected to each other. There's a time which is a shtickle morning, shtickle afternoon. The time in Chatzos is like in between. It's like end of the morning, beginning of the afternoon. So Shachris really belongs, has some shaychus, has some connection to the afternoon. Why? Because there's some time in the morning which connects to the afternoon. So it's not enough to say that Shachris min chamayv is rachmanino, because then you shouldn't be able, according to the Rishonim, that argue in the Rashba, should be able to do Shachris min chamayv. You can't do that. It needs to be adjacent. Because only when adjacent, then it's really becoming one thing. Shaychus and Mincha have a shaychus, because there's a time that where morning and afternoon connect. There's a time where afternoon and night connect, so Mincha and Mayav connect. So that's why you need to have both things. So first of all, you have to have the connection between the two, and also you have to have the svar of Rach Reino. Why have to have the svar of Rach Reino? It's really Tosfos there in Brachah says it. It says, what about Musaf? A person forgot to do Musaf. Should he do Meir twice? Says today is for sure not. No question about Musaf, you can't be Mashal. Why not? Because Meir is no Shaykhs to Musaf. Says Musaf and Meir are two different things, no Shaykhs. The way the Pasha, what he means is Musaf is no Shaykhs to Sefes. That part of Rachmininu. Rachmininu is Shaykhs Mincha Meir. Shaykhs Mincha Meir have a Shaykhs. Musaf is a whole different thing. So then you can't be Mashal. What?
It's not Tashlum for Karmina.
Tashlum for Korban, but Meir is not Tashlum for Musaf. You can't take the davening of the night to Basha Musaf. That's two different things. To do two Mayavs. No, so let's say you have Mayav and Shabbos. You miss Musaf and Shabbos. Went to Shabbos, I want to do two Mayavs. I can't do it.
You can't.
I mean, no, because Musaf goes till the evening.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Okay, okay,
right. So now, when we go to Parshas, says the Goyen, you have to say it's the same thing. So what's the din in Parshas? Parshas works the same way. Parshas of Shavua, it's really one Torah. We're giving, as brought down in Rishonim, when we're referring to the way they divide the parshas, is really going on to say that we have to read the Torah throughout the year, or throughout the cycle, parshas throughout the year. I mean, throughout the year, Chorz V'Yikar, the Bnei Ma'arov, did it once every 3 years, but our did is to do it once a year. So you have to finish the cycle of the Torah in 1 year. It's all Rachmanino, it's all one Torah. But every parsha belongs to 1 week. As the Mogen Avraham brings in the beginning of Yichus Kriyas HaTorah, he brings the name of the Zohar, he says this thing, you can't switch. If I say, you know what, this parsha is very long, I'm going to do Trumo, I'll stop in the middle, next week I'll continue and finish the Tzavah. You can't do that. Amazing. Each parsha belongs to 1 week. So it's similar to Shachas Minchabayev. The Shachas belongs to the morning, Mincha belongs to the afternoon. It's not the same thing. But because they have a common thing, common theme that they're Rachamininu, you can connect them. So also, when you have Parshas together, you have a common thing, they're Torah. But they have to be connected. Meaning, also the week is connected. We know that one, Halacha L'maaseh, if one missed Shtayim Yikra HaTargum, he continued to say Shtayim Yikra HaTargum until Tuesday. So he goes into the next week. And the other week starts writing Wednesday. You can start writing for Wednesday, start at the beginning of the next week. As we're down in Gavi Gittin. So you have till Tuesday, basically there's a Shlom of Shabbos. From Wednesday is the beginning of the next week. The week is connected. 2 weeks are connected together. So therefore, when I have a Pasha Truma and the Pasha Tetzaveh, I really have a Sheikhs in between. And therefore, even though they're two different weeks, but because they're one common theme of Torah, and they're connected together like you have in Tefillah, so the morning and afternoon connect, the week and the week connect, and the common thing, you have these two conditions met, you can go ahead the next week and read both Pashas. But you can't read three, because the three doesn't have any more the connection. That's what happens to the regular Pashas. When you get to the Dalai Pashas, says the Ginnis Rodim, that's your Paskin, you can go ahead and lay Shkolim next week. Why not? So according to that, what he's saying is a pshat, pashat. The Arba Pashas are not one theme. You don't look at them in one long thing. You have to tell you, you have to read the whole year. Chazal gave us four separate takanas. You have to read Shkolim, then you have to read Zachar, then Paro, and then Chaydish. Obviously, Pibach Shavu, there's a Mahalach, why it's connected. But mitzad the hilchas, how we look at each one on his own. So you miss shkolim, that's it, it's over. Not only that, furthermore, based on what we just said, that the parsha has to be, they have to be adjacent. Shkolim and zohar are not adjacent, not necessarily adjacent. As we have this year, between shkolim and zohar, there's a hefsek. Like this year. Between zohar and parah, there's sometimes there's a hefsek. I think last year, not last year, 2 years ago, there was a hefsek between zohar and parah, there was a week in between. Why? Because you had a Shabbos, you could have a hefsek. So therefore, they're not connected. They're not adjacent. So first of all, it's not the same theme in Pasha. It's not the same Torah. That's one thing. But even if they were, they're not adjacent to each other. The Eshel of Rome brought in the Oris of the Bar Hetev says, you're right, Shkolim you can do next week. Zohar you can do the next week. But Parah you could do the next week. That's what he says. Parah, if you miss Parah, the next week you're going to read Parah and a Chedesh. So going with the same makes a lot of sense. First of all, Parah and Chodesh are connected. As Rashi says in Megillah, Perek Revi and Megillah, what's a Chodesh? So you bring Korban Pesach. What's Parah? It's Latar Yisrael to bring Korban Pesach. So they go, it's one theme. But furthermore, the Gemara tells us, and probably it's the same reason, the Yerushalmi tells us, you cannot have a separation between Parah and Chodesh. Simonach, the same way when you have Arba Kosis and Leila Seder, you have a separate, yeah, you can't do a hafsik between the first and the second. You can do a hafsik between the second and the third, between the third and the fourth, lo hafsik. Also, by Arba Parshias, between Parah and Chodesh, lo hafsik. That's halacha. You don't do a hefsek in between. So could you do that? Because of Rav Gishvak. Pura and a chodesh have the common theme, and plus they're adjacent to each other be'echrech. By definition, they're always going to be together. So therefore, says the Eshel Avram, Pura, you may read the next parasha. Basheiket Shkolim of this week and Zohar next week, they are standalone parashas. They're not adjacent and they're not one theme. So therefore, if you missed it, you missed it. It cannot go for the next week. It's maybe the pshat and it gets for them.
But why would it be if we say nothing next week? Why couldn't you do Shkolim?
Because you can't. You can't just go. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah, but I'm saying is
you say because it's empty. Right. So let's fill it up. It doesn't work that way. Also, last week was empty. What happens? I'm too busy this week. Next, last week we'll do Shkolim. We can't. It doesn't belong there. It belongs to this week and this week only.
That's what I'm saying. Here it shows up. Beginner's what?